This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Yesterday we began a series of lessons, entitled Every Seed Brings Forth After Its Kind. You know, we see this exemplified in the life of Saul of Tarsus, who became the Apostle Paul. At one time he was the greatest persecutor which the church had. He laid waste the church, we're told. He made havoc of the faith. And then we find him obeying the gospel, as the record is given both in chapter 9 of the book of Acts, chapter 22, and in chapter 26. And when he heard the instructions from Ananias, a faithful disciple of the Lord who had been sent by Jesus Christ to Saul to tell him what he must do in order to be saved, he said, as recorded in Acts 22, verse 16, "And now why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized, and wash away thy sins, calling on his name." The Bible tells us that he arose, was baptized, took food, and was strengthened. There, you see, we have the picture of a man who now realizes that he's saved because he's obeyed the instructions which the Lord has given him through Ananias. And following that, note carefully, straightway in the synagogue he proclaimed Jesus that he was the Christ. Formerly, you see, he had persecuted, he had fought the faith, but now he preaches the faith, as he says in Galatians 1:23. It is a common practice of preachers today to say that you could preach any faith you desire, but the Bible makes clear that you must preach only the faith, that is, only the New Testament. And that applies to me just as it does to everybody. I not only admit, I insist that if I do not preach the faith, I am not a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ, but am serving some other end. And so, you see, it resolves itself to a matter of the faith versus various faiths or many faiths, the one faith versus many faiths. Paul once tried to destroy the faith, but then he preached that faith. He declared the whole counsel of God, as he declared to the elders of the church in Ephesus in Acts chapter 20, verse 27. When Paul preached in various cities or in various parts of the same city, he did not preach from various disciplines or catechisms which human beings have contrived. Rather, he preached simply the Word of God. He preached only the faith. When he wrote to the church at Rome, he said in Romans chapter 1, verse 15, "I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein, that is, in the one gospel, is revealed the righteousness of God from faith unto faith, as it is written, the righteous shall live by faith." Notice further in Romans chapter 16, verses 17 and 18. He indicated that there were some who were preaching doctrine that was contrary to the doctrine which he had preached. And he said to mark them that so do. "For they that are such serve not our Lord Christ, but their own belly, and by their smooth and fair speech they beguile the hearts of the innocent." Notice further, in Jude verse 3, we find the instruction that we should contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered unto the saints. When Jesus gave the Great Commission, he did not say, "Go ye into all the world and persuade men to become religious," or "Go ye into all the world and preach whatever message you like." He rather said, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel." When Paul wrote to Timothy in the second epistle in 2 Timothy chapter 4, beginning with verse 1, he gave Timothy a great charge. "I charge thee in the sight of God and of Christ Jesus." To do what? To preach the word. To be instant in season, out of season. To reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and teaching. Why? Paul says, "For the time will come when they will not endure the sound doctrine, but having itching ears will heap to themselves teachers after their own lusts, and will turn aside from the truth unto myths or fables." But our time's gone for today. I'm glad you've been with us. I hope you'll be back next time as we continue our study of the fact that every seed brings forth after its kind. Until then, may God bless and keep you, is our sincere prayer.